New Census Bureau estimates came out for both Wisconsin and the nation last week, with numbers on 2017 poverty rates, median income levels, and health insurance coverage. 11.3% of Wisconsin's population is estimated to be below the poverty line. That's a full percentage point lower than the national average. To get an understanding of what those numbers mean for Milwaukee, WUWM's Mayan Silver spoke with UWM professor David Pate, who studies race and poverty. He starts by describing the city's poverty rate.
Milwaukee is currently, based on 2016 data, at 28.4%. The data that's done for the city is slightly different based on it may be in two-year increments, but right now we're at 28.4%. So we're pretty much almost double what the national rate is, and for the state rate, we're almost a little more than double.
And what do those numbers mean? I mean, it's a time of state economic expansion and low unemployment rates. What does that mean when we see these poverty rates in Milwaukee?
Well, it's interesting. Well, you know, for Milwaukee has been going through a lot of change since the 70s, the 80s, when a lot of manufacturing companies left. Therefore, we have not had the same possibilities for people to have access to jobs that will require only a high school degree. Therefore, those who may stop at high school and not go into college or get some college are now trying to get jobs that are slightly different than their parents may have gotten and allow them and allow for Wisconsin and Milwaukee in particular to be more of a middle class and thriving city. So we're doing extremely well if you look at Wisconsin as a state. It's when you start getting into the weeds and that you look at it by race and gender and location that you're going to see pockets of where people are extremely poor. But as a state, we're doing extremely well.
And what can the state do or do better to address the poverty in the categories that you're speaking of?
Well, you know, particularly for low-income Black families, one of the biggest issues is, unfortunately, we have very high rates of mass incarceration. So anyone with a criminal record oftentimes may be denied access to employment. So we need to figure out ways to allow employers to not hold that against people as a way of that not being as a way of holding back employment opportunities. We need to increase the minimum wage that we currently have in place so that people are able to have a living wage and that they're able to take care of themselves. Also, that we need to address how do you handle when someone has a sickness or an illness in the family so that when someone has to leave their job to take care of someone, that we enforce the Family Medical Leave Act, but also we attend to ways that people are able to leave their jobs in times of emergency, but not hold that be held against them that their jobs are not going to be gone. So there's a number of things that every state can do because a lot of that is state policy. But again, it's a matter of the ideology of who is in control or who's in government at the time and wants to figure out ways to help families.
How do the median income and health insurance coverage numbers look for Wisconsin in 2017?
Well, Wisconsin has always historically had very good median income in terms of right now our median income is $59,300 according to the latest statistics. And neighboring states are even higher than Wisconsin, but Wisconsin has always been a really healthy state and always above whatever the median income has been nationally. Unfortunately for Milwaukee, the median income is much lower, particularly for Blacks, it's like $40,000. Which has historically been the number that you will see across the board for what the income has been. And for whatever historical reasons there are for that, which has been lack of access to better jobs, lack of maybe poor education, not having a social network that will allow you to get a better job based on who you know and how you, and what skills you have to offer. Those are real issues that we have to figure out. How do you increase people's networks so they know whom to talk to about a job, how to get a job, how to maintain a job. And there's a number of people who are working on that as well and trying to reduce those inequities within the city, but also within the country.
David Pate is chair of UWM's Helen Bader School of Social Welfare. He spoke with WUWM's Mayan Silver.